We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, Text Number 47. Namastubhyam Bhagavate. Namastubhyam Bhagavate. Sakala Jagad Sthiti Labhyayasa. Sakala Jagada Stiti Labdhyayasya Duravasti Atma Gatye Duravasti Atma Gatye Kuyogiyam Vidha Paramadhansaya Kuyogiyam Bidha Paramahansaya. Unto the Supreme Pure. Translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, you are the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this cosmic manifestation. But persons who are too materialistic and who always see separatedness do not have eyes with which to see you. They cannot understand your real position, and therefore they conclude that the cosmic manifestation is independent of your opulence. My Lord, you are the supreme pure and you are full in all six opulences. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat. My dear Lord, by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, atheistic men think that the cosmic manifestation has come about by chance, by a combination of matter, without reference to God. Materialistic so-called chemists and atheistic philosophers always try to avoid even the name of God in relation to the cosmic manifestation. For them, God's creation is impossible to understand because they are too materialistic. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Paramahamsa, or the Supreme Pure, whereas those who are sinful, being very much attached to material sense enjoyment and therefore engaging in material activities like asses, are the lowest of men. All their so-called scientific knowledge is null and void because of their atheistic temperament. Thus, they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Which was not done, but it's the earlier one, 46, which has no purport, which says, O unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever a living entity does in this material world is well known to you because you are the super soul. In the presence of the sun, there is nothing to be revealed by the light of a glowworm. Similarly, because you know everything, in your presence, there is nothing for me to make known. And then this verse we had today, where it is stated by Chitraketu Maharaj, once he sees the Lord himself, he says, you are the creator, you are the maintainer, and you are the annihilator of this cosmic manifestation. But persons who are too materialistic and who always see separateness, means this material world is a world of duality. The other day I was telling some friends that even Maya in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, first chapter, text 54. Did you read it afterwards? You read it or you didn't check? You should read it. Because in the first chapter, text 54, it is stated that this world is of Maya, right? And this world is of duality. Therefore, the equation is that Maya is also dual. If duality is there in this world, and she is the material world controller, then she also has duality. So the duality is composed of two.
One
is sthula, means something which is not moving, which has no life. Like, for instance, this wood, this mic, made of steel. So it is easy for us to understand. Because it is there, we can weigh it, we can measure it, we can do everything with it. But the second one is very subtle. And therefore, we cannot understand so quickly and therefore get confused. It's stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita 1.54 purport by Prabhupada that the Jivatma also can play either a role in Maya or in the spiritual world. So the dualities of the second variety is very, very difficult for us to comprehend because we ourselves are Jivatma. It's like this, that the water cannot understand the water. When you are already in it, you are part of it, you are it, then you cannot understand it. So you have to have a higher authority to explain. Just like supposing you are a child of 3-year-old, you cannot understand mathematics. 3 plus 3 is equal to 6. But then there is a teacher who is more competent, who is well trained. She'll explain, here are 3 apples, now count how many if you put together in one basket. Then the child understands, okay, 3 plus 3 is equal to 6. Similarly, the Jivatma also can be part and parcel of Maya. That is the problem. And most of us have come to this world. I'm not talking about Srila Prabhupada or other acharyas, but most of us have come to this world because we are in Maya. And therefore, we become like part of Maya. Though, spiritually, we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are 1/10,000th of tip of a hair. However, we forget that. For time immemorial, we've forgotten. And we get attached to various bodies. We've all gone through so many bodies. Why? How do you know that? It's obvious because supposing you see a beautiful little puppy, dog, oh, such a sweet, cute thing. You see a little kitten, oh, such a sweet, cute kitten, or a billy goat, or whatever it is. Even a tiger, small tiger, looks very nice, or a lion. Why? Because at one time we've either been a mother tiger or a father tiger. Or a lion. You can see it sometimes, how the lion behaves with the cub lion. Very nicely, you see. And the cub lion is not at all afraid of that big fellow. He even bites his father. And the father likes it. You try and bite a lion and see what happens. So, the thing is that when that relationship is in the same platform, then it becomes like one, you see. That's why it is achintaya bheda bheda tattva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is perfect and complete. There is nothing more, nothing less to be known. At the same time, it's simultaneously one and it's different. So here it is stated that so many people ask, show me God. Please come to our temple, we'll show you God. Radha Gopinath is right there. But then they come here and they say, oh, Radha, this is God? How can it be? Looks like marble to me. Yes, to you it looks like marble. But Prabhupada says that Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's pastimes, etc. are all absolute and equal. So how do you get form? Krishna's form. You have to have either a painting to get a form, or you have to have marble or stone or some material you have to use, because we can only see material. That's the problem. Our eyes are material, therefore we see material. Please note that the soul also has eyes. And there is a connection, a silver thread connection between the soul and the body. And once you die, the connections get removed. Just like Supposing that gentleman is playing, he's recording. So there's a recorder. Now the recorder has a plug. The main power station is far, far away. But power is coming to him. And therefore when he plugs or deplugs, it's connected or unconnected. Similarly, the soul, when it leaves his body, all the connections get one by one. Everything gets removed. Very painful. Very painful process. Because the eyes are connected to the eyes of the soul, the ears are connected to the ears of the soul, mouth is connected to the mouth of the soul. Soul has all these in very, very tiny. We are talking about nanotechnology nowadays in scientific world. That is what it is, basically. 1/10,000th of a tip of a hair, you can't even see under an electron microscope. So it's so tiny, and yet it has everything. It's complete. Purnavada, Purnamidam, Purnada, Purnabhajate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva, Vishishate. It's complete and whole, though it is only 1/10,000th of a tip of a hair. Furthermore, Chitraketu Maharaj, who has now become very much self-realized, and then, as you all know, he became unnecessarily, poor fellow, got entrapped by the curse of Parvatiji. And then he had that unfortunate situation where he was born as a king of the demons. But that doesn't matter. He didn't care. He said, in any case, this material world is full of Maya. Whether I am in a king's position as Chitraketu or I am as a... Like Prahlad Maharaj says, oh, best of the demons. He's telling his father. And he's the son of that best of the demons. So it doesn't matter, really. As long as our consciousness, this is the key point which Prabhupada has given us, such a fantastic thing. As long as your consciousness, which is not demoniac, consciousness is never demoniac. It cannot be. Because consciousness is related to Krishna. And Krishna is never demoniac. Correct? Because the soul is part and parcel of Krishna. And consciousness is of the soul, not of the body. So the consciousness is part and integral part of the soul. When the soul leaves his body, consciousness leaves the body. The body becomes like stiff as a piece of wood. Isn't it? It's only fit for burning or burial. So, therefore the consciousness goes away with the soul, because it's part of the soul. Now, how do you know? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna himself explains to Arjun that any part of the body which, if you just prick a pin, like touch, burn or something, and it has an effect, then there is consciousness there. You see? How that consciousness flows? Consciousness flows with the blood. Who says? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Since there is no blood going in your hair, then men have a haircut and they are not feeling any hurt. Or the nails are cut. But go little below the nail and you see what happens if it's cut. You'll feel a lot of pain. You see, just a few millimeters away. So consciousness is up to a point. Thereafter it becomes dull matter, like nails and the hair. So we also have like duality in our own body. Consciousness and unconsciousness. So in this world, everything is in this duality. Therefore, Chitraketu Maharaj has explained that these people who are too materialistic only see the one side of the picture, one side of the coin. They think that all coins have got only heads. There is no tails of any coin. They can't see the other side of the coin. You follow? They only see that. They don't see the flip side. So the idea is that we have to see in this material world both materialistic way of thing, because that is stated in again in Isha Upanishad 9, 10, and 11, verse number 9, 10, and 11, that jnan and vignan, you have to have both knowledge. Just as a doctor, our own devotee doctors are there in Bhaktivedanta Hospital and otherwise. Mataji has come from Pune. She's a surgeon, old, very senior devotee. So she has got knowledge of the body thoroughly. She knows every part and parcel of it because she can operate anywhere. Isn't it? But At the same time, these medical doctors who are Krishna conscious medical doctors, they know that once the soul leaves, nothing can be done. It's only good for autopsy, isn't it? Whereas a materialistic medical doctor, he can't dream about the soul even. He doesn't know how the body dies. He doesn't know. He says the body died because the heart stopped. Body died because the brain wave stopped. He brain dead or some heart failure or something. They write that in the certificate. They never write the soul has left the body. There is no medical certificate. I have seen death certificate saying like that. But the fact is that the soul has left the body. Therefore, he is dead. That is the real truth. But nobody, see, this material world is like that. You have to, like, in Gujarati, say, gheta bakrani mafak, lambs and goat. You just go to the slaughterhouse, one following the other. And the beauty is that the lamb which is getting butchered in front, the fellow in the back, he is merrily eating away, enjoying, thinking that I am getting such nice green, wonderful grass and water and all that. He doesn't know that the next number is his only. The same thing is with human beings. We don't know that we are next in line for slaughter, death. Death is there. Sure, we have seen so many people die. And yet you don't realize that you are yourself going to die. So these people who are materialistic and who always see separateness means they don't see Krishna's activity in that. Now, today we have the wonderful day of appearance of Radha Gopinath. So they've asked me to give this class, and especially because I've been associated from beginning in this temple. So first of all, I would like to say that this purport is very wonderful because we had here atheistic people. Here, half this hall, this part, was purely some Iyengar group people who were doing this yoga exercises with huge rings on these walls. It was reminds you of how Devkiji and Vasudev must have been locked up in the jail, you know, with the big rings, and they must be tied up. But these guys were paying money and coming here and getting tied to those rings. So that is how Maya is, you know. Maya says, give me your money, I will tie you up, and then I'll beat you up. And then I'll make you all your muscles spread out and your bones stretched. And then yes, very nice, wonderful. This was this half of the hall. And that half of the hall, we had school children. So naturally, the school children make only noise. There is sound. They don't have any, you know, they make a lot of sound in the beginning. Then the teacher has to keep them quiet and try to get something in their dull brains. But the fact of the matter is that these poor kids were just not interested because they were looking at these guys who were doing all the yoga. And the yoga fellows are looking at those disturbing kids. So this is duality. What I'm trying to say is that even here in this hall, we had that nonsense going on. But now we've got one purpose. We are all attracted to Bhagavatam and Lord Krishna. How that happened was very interesting. You all want to hear this? So, 1988, no? Radha Gopinath ji came. But originally it was in 1970 something, 6 or 7, when it was my wife who had a guru here in this building number 4. Of course, we have bought that flat now. She was a very senior lady, Padma Ma. You all have heard of this gentleman called Sai Baba of Shirdi. So she was a disciple of Kothari Baba. Kothari Baba was a disciple of Sai Baba. That was a lineage. So, I don't know to call it what. So I didn't say Ivam Parampara. I said lineage. So like line, you know. Line is a connection of dots, and dots have no dimension. So, mathematically speaking, scientifically, anybody who does no maths know that. They are all dots. So, anyway, it's a fact. It's a fact. It's a fact. Because they are Shunyavadi. So they are dots. Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschat Desh Tarini.
But this was not Paschat, it was India, right here, LNHO, Bombay Desh Tarine. So, this connection was there. And I had to drive here, my wife, and she, because you know, Constitution of India guarantees under Section 19G that fundamental freedom of rights of religion. So, I had to give her the right. After all, she's Indian citizen. She's not here, fortunately. Otherwise, she'll be purple and blue. But her friend is there and she's looking at me. How dare you tell me about my friend? Anyway. So, this, I used to drive here and drop her to this lady. But later on, this lady was a very, very nice lady. Because at the end, when she was about to leave her body, all her disciples, including my wife, naturally were crying, unfortunate that the guru was going away. So she got time. So she said, you call your husband. So I went because, you know, somebody is dying. Naturally, we feel that, chalo, theek hai. We'll just, after all, Jivatma, we can see. I am Jivatma, she is Jivatma. So then Vanjit Mahatma is leaving, I am staying behind. So then she said three wonderful things to my wife. She said, look, my wife was crying, pleading, what will happen to me? You will leave, this, that. She said, never mind. Don't worry about what will happen. First, every day you do entire 700 slokas of Bhagavad Gita you must read. So I think since that time, 77 or 78, nearly 30 years, my wife is reading that every morning. Second, after reading this Bhagavad Gita, you do Vishnu Sahasranam. Lord Vishnu is your Ishtadev. Not Lord, I shouldn't say Lord, Sai Baba. So forget about Sai Baba, she said. I said, wonderful, Vishnu is your Ishtadev. So that solves my problem. There's no conflict at home. So then that is wonderful. And she said, you have to read the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, slok by slok, word by word, with your husband. And after that, you have to read the entire Chaitan Charitamrit. I said, my God, Hari Bol, ye kahan se ye wisdom aa gaya ye lady ko last minute mein. But that is sarvasya chaham radhi sannivishto smuti gnana ponancha vedesya sarve aham eva vedyo vedanta krutved 15.15 Bhagavad Gita. I am in everybody's heart, Krishna says, even in that lady's heart. Sarvasya chaham radhi sannivishto. I am residing in everybody's heart. I give what? Knowledge. I give forgetfulness. And I give remembrance. Krishna ki. She was, as I said, a very nice lady, basically. Very sattvic level. So, this one. And she was going, obviously, to parsattvic when she was talking. And then she said something absolutely fantastic. She says, after you do all this, my wife was saying, then who will be the guru? She said, your husband is your guru. I said, ah, theek hai. I said, it's worth climbing on those stairs. Then I told her that, look, I don't want to be the guru. We have got Srila Prabhupada, so you please say that Prabhupada is a guru. 77, Prabhupada had not left the world yet. He left on 14 November, 77 at 7:29 p.m. in Vrindavan. This conversation must have been in August about this season, rainy season. So anyway, since then everything went very well because Bhagavatam, I also wanted to read all the, how many slokas are there, Prabhuji? 18,000 slokas? 18,000 slokas we went through. Took 3 months. 3 hours in the morning, 6 to 9, and 3 hours at night, 6 to 9, we were doing. 6 hours every day Bhagavatam. And Giriraj Maharaj was the acharya to make me go through everything. So he was our Siksha Guru at that time. So once it became clear in the mind that we have to only follow Bhagavad Dharma and Chaitan Charitamrit, then once your mind is clear, no, your heart, you accept that Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like here, Chitraketu Maharaj is saying, my dear Lord, you are so and so, so and so. Then our wish was that Lord should come here, isn't it? And fortunately for us, Radhanath Maharaj came in 78. That was on 30th, again around 1st of October, yeah. The 2nd October was, we had my initiation. So, 1st October, Radhanath Maharaj came. At that time, he was Brahmachari. So, we realized that because we wanted Krishna to come here, he has sent his pure devotee also, you see. Because nothing happens. Just like supposing ISKCON was to be established. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati wanted Maharaj. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj wanted Prabhupada to preach in the English speaking countries of the world, the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Now, a person has to do it. It just doesn't happen on its own. Somebody has to be Nimit. Somebody has to be there. So Radhanath Maharaj came. And when Radhanath Maharaj comes, everything gets arranged and done in very pristine, high quality positions. And but when he saw this place, he was shocked. There were more rats than men in this place. A lot of bad. This situation was horrible. For instance, I'll give you a simple example. We had here orphanage, of course. We had about 50 orphans. And morning they would be getting what I thought was milk, but they were not milk. It was powdered rice with hot water. So one day I tasted it. I said, this is not milk. They said, who told this milk? How can we afford milk? We don't have hot, can't afford milk. So then I remembered what Dronacharya's son, Atvasthama, he also thought he was drinking milk. But when that Pandava's relationship started, he realized that real milk is something else. So first thing we did here was to give these children milk and bananas, because that's a good combination for youngsters. And my father-in-law, he had that Sukhdi program, Arvind Bhai. That's Krishna Chandra's father. So these children got this Sukhdi, Prasad. So like I wanted to follow in the footsteps of Prabhupada, that like when he went to New York, first thing he did was to give everybody Prasad. Because once you enter in the stomach of anybody, see, they say, no, for a woman, when she gets engaged to a young man, so then the famous English saying is, to enter to the heart of a man, enter through his stomach. Cook nice prasad for him. He'll like the prasad, he'll like you. So then love will develop. So otherwise, ille. In South India they say, ille means nothing will happen. So, this is very important that we have to have proper relationship. And the relationship comes through prasad. So, nice prasad was given. Children became very happy. And one of the first of those child did the shank blowing and he was here. Rup Raghunath Prabhu. Where is he? Rup Raghunath. My first. Come on. Stand up. He and his brother, they were the first, very first devotees of this temple. Harival! How old you were, Roop? How old you were at that time when we first started that milk and prasad and all that program and all that? Huh? 13 years old. And now you are? Huh? 39. My word. How time flies. So here is the living proof. Supreme personality of prasad consumption. So the children used to love that, right? And then we got a person to do kirtan. And his name was Mani Bhai, no? Mani Bhai. Mani Lal or Mani Bhai or something. Kirtan. And, but I used to call him money, cash. Yeah, he wouldn't start the kirtan without money. He was a material fellow. So, anyway, something better than nothing. Blind uncle rather than no uncle, Prabhupada used to say. So, we started with that. You remember? Kirtan. And then we got hold of our priest. He was staying in our house. To give Krishna Katha. And slowly, slowly, the children got also interested, like him. One of the, I think, 5-6 of those boys of your group became devotees. That is a great feature. Then Radhanand Maharaj said, we only had one cupboard downstairs. On that, there was small deity. That too, with the picture form. Can you imagine? And that too, the first brahmacharis we had here, so-called, quote-unquote, brahmacharis. One of them from Pune, he stole everything, all the money. And we had nothing left. So that was the end of that. So Maya tests you very thoroughly. You see? But maybe that fellow had to go away, therefore he took away the money. So whatever little dakshina, something was collected had gone. So we had to start de novo. And then Radhanath Maharaj, such an enlightened personality, he said, we must have deities. Bapre. Deities means we have to have brahmanas, everything, proper worship. He says, unless Krishna comes, nothing is going to progress. So then Mahaprabhu, myself, we were 5-6 of us. Mahaprabhu was there, myself, Sadhya Prabhu, Raghunath Prabhu, like that. And two others. So then Mahaprabhu was told that you have to go to Jaipur to pick up, select Radha Krishna deities. So he went in a jeep to pick up. We gave him enough funds. And there he found, so the credit for bringing Radha Gopinath is really Mahaprabhu Das. Because he selected and he phoned, and then Maharaj also was very happy with the event over. So now here is the point. The deities were carved by the Pandey brothers, who are the number one. Every ISKCON deity in the world, more or less carved by him only, these Pandey brothers. And I had also gone there. And we fell in love with these deities. But unfortunately, the deities were already partially paid by somebody else. And it was meant for a temple in Anand, in Gujarat. You know where this Amul Butter Ghee comes from? Vallabh Vidyanagar. So that Vallabh Vidyanagar temple was not ready. And our so-called temple was ready. It was not a temple at all. Only this building was there, but that too ramshackled. Totally in a mess. But anyway, we claimed we are ready. So we staked our claim. DTs saw mere. Then I realized that that fellow who was building that temple there is my nephew only. So the uncle has a right, you know. Dadagiri. We learned that in Bombay. First thing you learn is that. So I told that fellow, look, you can't be a dog in a manger. I'll arrange another set of Krishna, Radha Krishna deities for you. Same, don't worry, don't worry. We'll take these deities. So we kidnapped Krishna. Mahaprabhu is the kidnapper. And he brought the deities. Of course, you know the famous thing, when the deities came to Octroy Naka, 5 o'clock in the morning, Mahaprabhu phones from there to me. I brought the deities, but I have no money to pay the octroy. The octroy wala says, this is statue. And in his book, the statue is so much cost, we have to pay. So I said, give that fellow who's talking to you, give me the line. Ata kai zala, Marathi sakalale yete na? Bara. So, jeva mi lahan hota, when I was young, I used to play cricket. You know, I was staying in Tardev. So all these Maharashtrian boys, we had to play cricket together. So first thing we learn is all the bad words. Which you never forget. then I started speaking in pure bad Marathi, Bombay Marathi, which is Belpuri Marathi. I told him, Yeda zala kai? Kute zanar tu? Means, where are you going to go? Are you going to hell? You want money from God? What is wrong with you? That fellow must have been half asleep. He really woke up. I said, you can't collect the octroi tax from God. God can collect tax from you. So he was so gabrified. He told Mahaprabhu, you go, go. Take away your deity. Mahaprabhu said, what did you say? Because Mahaprabhu comes from Ujjain, no? He is from Madhya Pradesh. So he knows Hindi beautifully, but not Marathi. I said, I'll tell you later. You first bring the deities here. Nantar Bhagwa. I will see afterwards. So then the deities came very beautifully. Very beautiful deities. And so then our Radhanath Maharaj himself did everything. Because there was nobody else qualified. Rupragunath, you remember? There were long boxes. Lambe lambe dabbe mein aaya tha na. So then deities and with Hare Krishna Mataji. So then we got all the things organized here, somehow or the other. And it is by the personal desire of the Lord that he can come. If he wants to go anywhere, he can go anywhere. Nobody can restrict Lord Krishna. After all, everything belongs to him. But the root cause of this temple is Srila Prabhupada himself. Because in 1971, while coming down the steps of this Bharatidya Bhavan, he told his secretary, Shyam Sundar Prabhuji, Shyam Sundar himself told us much later, that Prabhupada, while coming down the steps, he said, we must have a preaching center, Krishna temple here. Just here. Not even 1 minute, 2 minute walk away. So it's Prabhupada's desire, and I believe he told Shyam Sundar, pointing his cane, because Prabhupada always carried a cane. I remember his cane was a dark brown colored with a little spiral type of thing, you know, in the old fashioned Calcutta type of canes. And in the handle, there was, I think, like a lion or something like that face. So Prabhupada knew how to catch a lion's head also. The Singha Guru. So he would then point his cane. But then when he would lift his cane, no, everybody had to get out of the way quickly. Otherwise that cane would knock the person, you know. So Prabhupada was very fast. His walking was also very fast. Giriraj Maharaj used to tell me that every day when they used to walk at Juhu, these youngsters who were hardly 19 and 20 year old, they had to run when Prabhupada used to walk. So, though Prabhupada was not a very tall person, he was hardly 5 feet, 6 inches, 7 inches, but his walking was very fast. He never liked to waste time. So, since it was his desire, it was because of Prabhupada's desire, I tell you, that Krishna had no choice but to come here. Because Krishna is just like a pure devotee is Krishna's property. Krishna is pure devotee's property. Pure devotee is Lord is Prabhupada. And we must give full credit to Prabhupada for thinking of having a Krishna temple here. So today we are celebrating appearance day of their lordships, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. So we must all pray to Prabhupada and thank him for virtually ordering his secretary. He was saying that we must have. It's not a question of why don't we have, not a vague thought of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was never vague. He was cut and dry. This we must have, this we must finish. Somewhat like, you know, he started doing this Chaitanya Charitamrit, and it is unimaginable, inconceivable. Lord Chaitanya himself is saying Achintaya Veda Veda Tattva. And his Chaitanya Charitamrita is also a Chintaya Veda Veda Tattva. But there is no difference. Because it's inconceivable in so many few days they printed the whole books. How many? 17 volumes? 17 volumes with multicolored pictures and so on. Without any mistakes in old Bengali, not even new Bengali. 500-year-old Bengali and so on. Because some Bengalis, I have friends, they were telling me this Bengali is very difficult to read because it's old Bengali. So like that. So, this is inconceivable. I mentioned to you Achintaya Veda Veda Tattva. It's inconceivable. We cannot understand how it happened. And then at that time, one couple, you all know this very wonderful couple, they left everything. He had a very big dentistry practice, our Radhakrishna Prabhu. So then he took one small room, he and Mataji and that little girl. Of course, now she is married and she is in America, grown up. Mataji is sitting there doing her, Mataji, Hare Krishna, we are talking about you. So they were the first people to stay here. And then there were brahmacharis and so on who came. So there were a lot of difficulties in the initial stages. But you know, as Kunti Mata says in her prayers, that when she was in the palace, she says, now I am not very happy. Hari, you are in a palace and you are not very happy? Yes, she says, I am not very happy in the palace. Because I can't remember you 24 hours, she's saying to Krishna. In the palace, they've got so many other opulences. But when she was in the jungle, when she was in difficulties, you see, 24 hours they were remembering Krishna. So those days were like that, that we had to depend only on Krishna. There was not enough money. There were so many, this Bolas classes were there. Then here there was some other stupid class. What was that class? My own coaching class. There was downstairs Tinkerbell school, who were only tinkering all the time with their brains and making noise and so on. One by one we had to get rid of them. But that was not done easily. There were 22 legal cases also filed against us. So Mahaprabhu and myself had to go many times to court to fight. Because nothing happens without proper fight in this world. Thoda prem se jhagda karna padta hai. So in this world it is part of that, you see. So all these tenants, they were up in arms. They didn't want any temple here because that meant that their maya would be disturbed. So all these tenants were in wonderful maya and we had to wake them up early morning with Mangala Arati and so many things. So they didn't want us, naturally. Like in Juhu. Juhu also, I was there involved right in the beginning and we had a lot of cases. Of course, now all the tenants have gone. Here also, that day will come. So then, because one by one, flats are coming to Krishna only. So the fact of the matter is that when Krishna comes, Giriraj Maharaj told me long, long back, because we used to pray to Vishnu, Mahavishnu, in our Lakshmi Narayan. You know, the Gujaratis normally and Marwaris are praying to Lakshmi Narayan. So then he told me that one day will come when Krishna will take over and Lakshmi Narayan will be on the side. And this is exactly what happened here. Because the original temple of this place is 105 year old. It's not small. It's not young. It's not a new temple. That is a temple downstairs, Lakshmi Narayan temple. That's 105 years old. Because when I became managing trustee here, I got all the documents, original documents. And I wanted to see the who donated the first land. What was the original signed document? Because supposing somebody comes and claims later on that ye to mera property hai. Like in ISKCON, Juhu, that Mohande that filed a case against all of us, saying everything is his property. So you have to be sure of the legal documents. Any lawyers here? Any lawyers here? No lawyers. Huh? Oh, Sanat Kumar Prabhuji. Yes. How? I forget. You know, one of our senior most devotees. And so we had to search, what is called search, document search. Because our solicitor at the time advised. And Mahaprabhu Das, after all, lawyer. So he also said we must go through that. So the original document says that there was a plague in Bombay and a lot of people died more than 105 years ago. And then there were a lot of orphans Hindu orphans. And these Hindus were being converted to Christian and Muslim or whatever, depending. So these guys got together. There are some statues downstairs, no? Somewhere in the garden, somewhere, no? Piche. So those original founders, Maharaj, when we came here, it was open story that these guys used to come in booth at night because they were attached to this place in the subtle body. So Maharaj said, very good. Then means we have to do more kirtan. Because Prabhupada says, if we do more kirtan, then they will get free from their bondage of their bhut body. So then we have liberated them also. So because they did that service of giving us this land. So they actually established this property and for Hindu children. That was the original idea. And that was the temple they built. Because then the children would go there. And who was, I mean, it's unconceivable. Do you know who used to come here as a pujari in the evening to do aarti? Mahatma Gandhi, our founder, father of this nation. Because he was living next door at the back. That was his, that Mani Bhavan, no? It's still there. His house is right behind our building. And he used to come here because this is the nearest temple. And he used to do aarti here, Mahatma Gandhi. And I came to know because everything was recorded. And he used to read Bhagavad Gita here downstairs. Because in his book, Experiments of Truth, and his biography, Mahatma Gandhi writes that whenever I had difficulty, I would open the page of Bhagavad Gita and my solution would be right there. Lord Krishna would give me the solution. And he had a hard case because he was fighting the British without any bullets. So Mahatma Gandhi used to be here, coming here. So we have a great heritage, great value. But then as Maya is always so powerful, dire dire everything goes downwards in this world, you see. Unless you keep on doing chanting, the holy name of the Lord, distributing prasadam, reading the Bhagavatam and associating of devotees, association of devotees, then only Maya cannot enter. So this is where our strength lies. I think I have gone beyond the time. Radha Gopinath Prabhuji, servant of Radha Gopinath, you give me permission or what do I do? Shall we end here? Is there any program in the evening? Oh, then I must leave some time for evening also. Hare Krishna. This is just a small introduction I gave. And dire dire, you've seen what has happened. Slowly. Are there any questions on this class or anything? Two questions, one or two maximum. If there's no question, it's better. Then I am free. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.